Well, you are welcome to this new month, like I said, and we're also going to move this morning to a new series, and we have entitled it Follow the Ark. Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Father, thank you for your grace this morning. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for guiding us by your mighty Spirit. Holy Ghost, we rely on you completely that you will lead us in every single aspect of this service. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Please tell the person sitting next to you, follow the ark. Follow the ark. Hallelujah. That is our new series for the month of July. We're going to follow the ark. Hallelujah. Come with me to the book of Joshua chapter 3. We're going to read verse 2 and 3. The Bible says, after 3 days, the officers went throughout the camp, giving orders to the people. And this was the order. When you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the Levitical priest carrying it, you are to move out of your position and follow it. Hallelujah. When you see the priest moving with the ark, the moment you can see the ark, see, what I like about what Joshua is saying here is he didn't say, I mean, the officers that were working for Joshua didn't say, when you see the priest first. They said, when you see the ark. Because the key here is not the priest. It's not the pastor. It's the ark. And the ark represents the presence of God. The ark is literally the presence of God. So when we say that, follow the ark, what we are saying is follow God's presence. Don't follow trends. Don't follow people. Follow the presence of God. Because wherever the presence of God goes, everything you need will be found there. So do not follow people. Follow the presence. Well, follow people, the ones that God has given you. And the reason why you are following them is because they carry the presence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this whole month, we're going to deal with the issue of following the ark. What is this all about? What is this? Usually the first Sunday, I introduce the series. So what is this following the ark all about? It's all about getting into divine direction for your life. Yes. You know, just like Pastor Pume was saying earlier, we are not unaware of what is going on in our world. The month of July, I think June and July are in South Africa some of the coldest months of the year. And you know, as we are getting deep into this winter, you also need to realize that there is a spiritual winter. Because what happens with winter usually is that winter represents this difficult time that people go through where everything is just harsh. The climate is very harsh. You know, trees lose leaves, things die, grasses die. It just becomes so dry all around us. And it seems like this winter has also entered even our country and where we are right now as a country. I mean, I don't want to lie to you. When I look at the country, I think that we are also in a spiritual winter. You know, and we are also in an economical winter. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. It's like the winter has gone. You know, companies are losing, you know, revenue, and it's getting drier and drier and drier. People are losing jobs, or it seems like, you know, jobs are going to be lost. It's just getting a bit tougher, and it's getting a bit drier, and it's just getting a bit colder. You understand what I'm saying? So, and when things start getting this way, people are not really sure. People start panicking. People do not know exactly what to do. And because sometimes these things happen and we didn't really plan and prepare for them. You see what I'm saying? So, and you know, at least the physical winter, we know it's coming. So we can prepare the blankets and all of that. But the winter that has landed on our world, this current winter, nobody prepared for it. There is no nation that knew what was coming. And right now, people are really panicking. Companies that thought the lockdown was going to last 3 weeks, it is now we have entered the fourth month on lockdown. I mean, it's been estimated that over 48,000 private companies are going to close down. 48,000. That's a lot of people that are going to lose their jobs. And you know, when all these things begin to happen, you start asking yourself, what am I going to do? And I know there's somebody watching me right now. You're not sure what's going to happen with your family. You're actually not sure what's going to happen with your studies. You're not sure what's going to happen with your children, with their education. because you didn't plan for this, you didn't ask for this, you didn't prepare for this. I came to tell you this morning, follow the ark. Follow the ark. Follow the ark. When Joshua asked the Israelites to follow the ark, they were going to face one of their most difficult battles, the battle of Jericho. There was no way to... The Bible says that Jericho was locked up. We are locked, unlocked down, but Jericho was locked up. Nobody could get in and nobody could get out. And you know, this current lockdown is really like that. It's like, you know, you can't go anywhere. People are locked up. We are actually now locked up. It's not just lockdown anymore, because you can't go to any province. You can't go here. You can't do this. There's so many things we can't do. And Joshua knew that he needed a breakthrough. But the breakthrough of Joshua could not come with any strategic of humanity, any human strategy. He told them the case, follow the ark. Yes, follow the ark. Follow the ark. And I came to tell you, this whole month, I will be encouraging you to follow the ark. Because the ark will never disappoint you. Because the ark will never take you down. Because the ark will never put you to shame. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, follow the ark.
Follow the ark.
Follow the ark. So the first message I'm going to be on the series of Follow the Ark, the first message that I want to talk about this morning quickly, I have entitled it, Put Everything in God's Hands. Put everything in God's hands. For you to be able to follow the ark completely, you need to put everything in God's hands. Every Sunday, I will be giving you another key on how to follow the ark. And I believe that God is going to help you. By the time we finish July, you will have been properly assisted in the decisions that you're going to have to make as you have to move forward. For some of us, I know some of us, we have heard about retrenchment coming. We have heard about job being lost. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do in this season right now? What am I supposed to do? The year is almost over. What am I supposed to do? What is going to happen? Where am I going to go and stay? Where am I going to live? You see, the danger with the times we are living in is that if you lose your job, the chances of you getting another one, because everybody is going, it's a global problem.
Yes. Yes.
So before, if you lose here, you can find there. But now the same situation is going on almost everywhere. So what do you do? I believe that this key God is giving us can help somebody. Follow the ark. Hallelujah. So let's start with putting everything in God's hands. I'm reading from the book of Luke 23, verse 46. The Bible says, Jesus called out with a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. When he had said this, he breathed his last. Father, into your hands. Remember, this morning I'm teaching you on put everything in God's hands. Jesus was about to enter an area or a certain realm that he had never been before. They call the realm of death. Jesus had become man, and now Jesus was about to go to hell. And Jesus had no guarantee that he was going to come out of that place. He had no guarantee. You see, what you and I are going through today, that is exactly what Jesus was about to start entering into, where you do not know what is going to happen tomorrow. Just now, my eyes are going to close. It's going to be over. What's going to happen next? I don't know. I have no clue what's going to happen after these eyes are closed. After I breathe my last breath. After I've done all I can. After I have finished my side of the story. After I have completed or have filled all the papers. After I have signed all the documents. I don't know what is going to happen with my life. I don't know what is going to happen with my children. Jesus was at that crossroad. He knew it is over as far as he is concerned. And he needed to decide whether he wants to continue depending on himself as he is crossing to the other side. But Jesus, you are
I can't trust myself as I'm entering that side. I don't know where I'm going. I've never been there before. I don't know what is going to happen that side. And I have only one way to succeed in this thing, is that I need to trust God. I need to take everything. Listen, the spirit of a man is the man. That is everything about you. And Jesus said, Father, look where I'm going, eh? I have no guarantee for anything. And the only guarantee I have is your hands. My only guarantee is your hands. I know if I place it in your hands, I remember before I placed two fish in your hands and you did something with it. I placed two loaves of bread in your hands and five loaves, you did something with it. And I know that even this time I'm going to place my whole life. My whole life, I'm going to place it in your hands. You see, Jesus placed his spirit because that is all he had left. That is all he had left, his spirit. He placed it in God's hands. You have a life. I'm challenging you today. Do not wait until you are in the coffin or a few hours before the coffin to do what Jesus did. What Jesus did before closing his eyes is what I want you to do today. I want you for you to really put everything in God's hands. You need to do what Jesus did here. Hallelujah. In the book of Psalm 31, David is joining Jesus here. Psalm 31, verse 14, the Bible says, "But I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God." Hallelujah. Can I submit to you something quickly this morning? I know who your God, listen, your God is who you trust. Your God is not who you worship. Your God is who you trust. So he says, I trust in you, Lord. You are my God. So whoever you trust, that's your God. And we recognize who you trust when you are under pressure. Pressure always reveals where your trust is. Let me ask you a question. If you have three cars in your house, one is fast, one is faster, one is faster, or one is fast and furious. One is fast and furious. And you have an emergency, somebody needs you urgently. Which one are you going to use? I'm sure you're going to use the fast and furious. Why? Because it's the one you trust for that type of emergency. Hence, I'm telling you this morning that your God is not the one you always worship. It's part of it. But actually, the person that is actually your God is revealed in the one you worship. I mean, the one you trust. The God you trust. Hallelujah. And my prayer is that your trust will be in the living God. That the living God will be your God and he's the one you will trust. Hallelujah. In a time like this, you will not trust your money. In a time like this, you will not trust your connection. In a time like this, you will not trust the muti. In a time like this, you will not trust the sangoma. In a time like this, I need to know who is your God. And I know who is your God by who you trust. Who you trust. Who you trust. David says, you are my God. And listen to this statement that has changed my life. He says, my times are in your hands. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies, from those who pursue me. Let your face shine on your servant. Do you know the reason why we keep encouraging you to serve God? Because the face of God does not shine on everybody. You see, David says, let your face shine on your servant. So the face of God shines on his servant, not on everybody. Let your face shine on your servant. I see you serving God. So that his face will shine on you and take away every darkness. Save me in your unfailing love. Hallelujah. Few things we see here. We see that your times should be in God's hands. What are your times? The changing scenes of your life. The timeline of your life. The times of your life is actually what makes your life. It says my times are in your hands. The different phases that my life is going to have to go through, I'm placing them in your hands. That is the safest place for me to be, in your hands. My times are not in the hands of somebody. My times are not in the hands of my father or my mother. My times are not in the hands of my husband or my wife. My times are not in the hands of my boss or the company I work for. My times are in your hands. You decide what happens with my life. You decide where my, which turn my life should take. My times are in your hands. I want you to start declaring that from today. Lord, my times are in your hands because I trust you. I trust you with this season. I trust. Just, the Bible says that there are different. I mean, there is a time for every activity, and it's the season. So you see that times and seasons. And David was saying that all the different seasons that are going to come, I'm placing them in your hands. When I enter a season of winter, it's in your hands. When I cross to a season of summer, it is in your hands. Hallelujah. I pray that the changing seasons of your life, it will not be that the previous season, yes, you place it in God's hands, but now you are moving to the next season, you are placing it in the Sangoma's hands. I pray that all the times of your life, you will place them in God's hands. And I promise you, he will never disappoint you. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to give you quickly 5 reasons why you should put everything in God's hands. Just 5 reasons this morning. Reason number 1, because only God can truly and genuinely help you. Do you understand? Only God. Listen, what we are going through right now, let me ask you, like, who can really help us? The nations that we usually refer to for help are in trouble more than us. Look at America. Look at Europe. The people that we usually have to run to when things are bad, they are in a worse situation than we, even us. Only God can truly and genuinely help you right now. 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 25 down to 27. The Bible says, as a result, there was a great famine in the city. You see, what is going on is not new. The siege lasted so long that a donkey's head sold for 80 pieces of silver. A donkey's head sold for 80 pieces of silver. Are you understanding the type of situation? Do you know how much your savior was sold for? 30 pieces. At this time, a donkey's head was more valuable than your savior. Because Jesus Christ was betrayed for 30 pieces of silver. But here, a donkey's head. I don't even like the donkey. Not to talk of the head of the donkey. But a donkey's head was sold for 80 pieces of silver, my friend. So this was a really tough time. And a cup of dove's dung, the poo-poo of a dove, was sold for 5 pieces of silver. I'm asking, who will actually go and eat? So he said, things are so tough that you can't eat the dove. You need to eat something else from the dove. Mercy.
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 One day, as the king of Israel was walking along the wall of the city, a woman called to him. You know, the thing was so bad. This woman saw the king passing by. She thought, she thought, that's the king. She saw the king of Israel passing by. And she called to him, please help me, my lord the king. Help me. Help me, my lord the king. He answered, if the Lord does not help you, what can I do? It says, I have neither food from the threshing floor, nor wine from the press to give you. If the Lord does not help you, listen, in the season you are in, the reason why you need to put everything in God's hands is because only God, we have reached this stage, the siege of 2 Kings 6. This is a 2 Kings 6 stage that we are in right now, where if the Lord does not help you, you are doomed. You shall never be doomed in the name of Jesus Christ. That is my prayer for you. I came to tell you that you need the help of God. You need help from above. You need help from another realm. This realm here cannot help us right now. It doesn't have the capacity. It doesn't have, even companies that usually help us monthly, they are now in trouble. So who can help? If the Lord does not help us, then where can we find the help? The psalmist says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from God. My God. Psalm 25 verse 23. David says, I trust in you, my God. Do not let me be disgraced. Or let my enemies rejoice in my defeat. Hallelujah. No one who trusts in you will be disgraced. But disgrace comes to those who try to deceive others. Anybody trying to deceive you, I decree disgrace upon their life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible here says that no one who trusts in God will ever be put to shame. You shall never be put to shame. As you put your trust in the Lord, you shall not be put to shame. Your enemies shall not triumph over you. The enemies of poverty, the enemies of retrenchment, the enemies of lack, the enemies of uncertainty, the enemies of confusion, they shall not triumph over you because your help is coming from above. Reason number two, why you should put everything in God's hands, because only God knows the next step you must take. Or shall I say, only God knows the next right step. Because as for taking a step, you're going to take a step. But will it be the right step to take? Will it be the right thing to do? Only God knows the next right step. The next right step you must take with your life. Isaiah 48 verse 21, the Bible says, they did not test when he led them through the desert. He made water flow for them from the rock. He split the rock and water gushed out. Listen, when God is leading you, you will never thirst. He knows which step you must take. He knows exactly where. He was leading them in the desert and they were not thirsty. What a paradox. Usually when you are in the desert, you are dying of thirst. But Jesus was leading his children in the desert and they were not thirsty. And when the thirst came, the Bible says that he brought water out of a rock. Out of a rock, God brought water. Your God shall bring water for you out of a rock. A rock represents a very complicated problem, a very hard situation that you are going through right now. The thing is rocky, it's hard, but God is going to bring refreshing out of that situation in the name of Jesus Christ. Second Chronicles chapter 25 verse 5, the Bible says, Uzziah sought God during the days of Zechariah, who taught him to fear God. And as long as the king sought God, guidance from the Lord, God gave him success. As long as the king sought guidance from the Lord, where are you seeking guidance? Where are you deciding what to do next? Are you seeking it from the Lord or from your neighbor or from your in-laws? Where are you seeking guidance from? The Bible says that as long as the king sought guidance from the Lord, God gave him success. I see God giving you success. I see God helping you, because your success depends on the next step you're going to take. Some people are going to descend into doom and gloom forever, and some people are going to rise like the stars in the sky. My prayer is that you will be one of those ones in the name of Jesus. Number three, because only God knows where your next meal will come from. Only God knows where your next meal will come from. 1 Kings 17 verse 2-4, then a revelation from the Lord came to Elijah. Live here, turn eastward, and hide yourself by the brook of Cherith, east to the Jordan, and you are to drink from the brook. And I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. I have commanded the ravens. Do you know what are ravens? Ravens are unclean birds. Unclean. How can God command unclean birds to feed his prophet? God was trying to say that when times get hard, I will generate revenue from sources that you never thought could come from. God is going to make a pagan, God is going to make your enemy feed you in the name of Jesus Christ. God is going to open that door. God is going to bless you. God is going to bless you. God is going to bless you. My God and my Lord. Munte Pradivades. Katuke Kapela Veda. Father, I pray right now, command all the ravens that are supposed to come in every house. I'm sending those ravens. They are coming and they are bringing what you need. They are bringing it. That door is opening. That door is opening. That door is opening. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God knows where your next meal is coming from. Don't just take off and go. No, 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 no. He says to him, live here, turn eastward. Then hide yourself. This is not the time to be moving around. This is the time to hide in prayer, my friend. Hide yourself. Hide yourself by the brook of Cherith. Drink water from there. No other place, right there. Because it is there that I have commanded the ravens to meet you. Therefore, I want to remind you of something. Success is only guaranteed in the place of His will. You can never guarantee success in any other place. Only when you are in the will of God can you guarantee success. Only in the will of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I also noticed that God's provision is God's provision is preceded by His direction. So see that in the previous point we just saw now, God is leading you. And where God leads, He provides. Whenever God is leading you somewhere, you must know that He has made everything available in that place for you. That's why I'm challenging you this morning. Follow the ark. Follow the ark. Don't follow people. Don't follow decisions that everybody is making. Hide yourself in your room and seek your God. Capture His voice. And that is what I'm going to be teaching you this month. How to hear God. Like you should be able to capture the signal of heaven regarding this situation. Because whatever we are going through, God has something to say about it. Number four, because only God can radically change your story. I mean radically and permanently so. Psalm 113 verse 7 to 8, the Bible says, He raises the poor from the dust and lifts up the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes and the princes of His people. How can you move somebody from the dust to the palace? He said He raises the poor from the dust and seats them with princes. A radical change. It's like you are moving from retrenchment to employment with a higher salary. That is the type of radical something that is going to come to somebody here. That God is not just going to close the door. He's going to open a bigger door for you. A bigger door is going to open for you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 5:6 says, I humble yourself therefore under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up Himself in due time. God is going to lift you up. Lastly, because only what God does will really last. That's why you should put everything in God's hands. You see, I'm not saying you haven't done anything. You've done many things. But you see, the key of sustaining success is that what you did first must still be there. If you have to continuously restart and restart and restart, you'll never get anywhere. And the only way I know things to start and to last is when God is the one doing them. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 14, the Bible says, I know that everything God does will remain forever. There is nothing to add to it. There is nothing to take from it. For God has so worked that men should fear Him. God has a way of doing things, and when He does them, they are permanent. There is a song we usually sing that it shall be permanent. What the Lord has done for me, it shall be permanent. In this situation, may God do something permanent for you. May God do something that will shame the devil in your life. May God do something that will shame your accusers. May God do something that will shame the mockers. The mockers, those people that are mocking you. They are sending SMS as if they care about you, but they are just checking to mock more. I decree and declare, your mockers shall be mocked in the name of Jesus Christ. Your mockers shall be confused and they shall be diffused. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Everybody stand on your feet, please. Stand on your feet right now where you are. I want you to begin to thank God. Begin to thank God for grace this man to follow the ark. Ask God right now, right where you are in your stream side, in your house, stand up and begin to ask God to help you. On your feet, everybody, every standing, everywhere, in every stream side, begin to ask God to help you. Father, I need your help. I need your help. We need your help as a family. Ask God to help you. Ask God to help you. Open your mouth this morning and pray. Father, we need your grace. Father, we need your grace. In the times we are in, we need your grace. Kolamasuka prandevalages. Brende chepa kapadove. Kapeladeve kapadovades. Makundevrade shepekadova. Receive grace this morning to follow the ark. Receive grace to stop doubting God and trusting God. Trust Him with everything and place it in His hands. Place it in His hands this morning. Father, we trust you today. Father, we put our hope in the living God.
Yes, Lord. The
Bible says some may trust in chariots, some may trust in horses, but we put our trust in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
David told Goliath, you come against me with the javelin, and you come against me with your swords, but I come against you in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
We're going to come against coronavirus and against the difficult times in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord, not in the name of our relationship. Not in the name of our education, in the name of the Lord. And the Lord will rescue us. The Lord will deliver us. The Lord will cause us to rise higher. The Lord will cause us to shine brighter. The Bible hasn't changed. The scripture says the path of the righteous is like a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter, not brighter and dimmer. You are shining brighter and brighter. You are shining brighter and brighter. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise this morning. We honor you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Your word is opening a door. Your word is making a way for somebody this morning. Somebody that is beginning to have nightmares. Somebody that is beginning to sleep less simply because they are overthinking. They are taken by worry and doubt and all kinds of things. Father, this morning I pray for them. I pray that your grace will reach them. I speak peace over that heart right now. I speak peace. Peace of mind. The Bible says you keep in perfect peace those whose mind is stayed on you. Father, keep every heart in perfect peace this morning. Cause us to realize you are the God who opened the Red Sea. You are the God who made a way where there seemed to be no way. You are the same yesterday, today, forever. I believe. Listen, people of God, you are not alone in what you are going through. We are all facing it in one way or the other. But Paul told Timothy, preach the word in season and out of season. We don't wait for things to be better for us to preach this word. We are preaching it right now in this difficult season because only the word of God can correct this era that has come with coronavirus. This era must be corrected, and it shall be corrected by the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, right about now, there's somebody that is watching me, and you know you are not born again. You haven't put your life in God's hands. You are trying to save yourself. You are fighting the battle of life by yourself. You are trying to win God's approval by doing good things. There is never a good thing you will do that will win you heaven. That's why Jesus came to die for you and me. All you have to do right now is to surrender. He says, I stand at the door of your heart and I knock. If you open, I will come in. Let go. Put your life in my hands. Let me take control. I know exactly where I'm taking you. If that is you, I want you to pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I might be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen.